This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Crews near Argyle and Custer County continue to battle the Elk Run fire. The blaze was ignited by lightning in the area and was reported on Wednesday afternoon. Officials say the fire is now 60% contained. No road closures or evacuation orders are in place. Local authorities say the goal is to fully contain the fire by 6 Mountain Time this evening, but crews will continue to drive through the area this weekend. 100 people from local, state, and federal agencies are working to extinguish the fire. The monthly business leader survey from Creighton University predicts more economic growth in the next 6 months. A report shows the Mid-America Business Conditions Index rose to 57.5 in August. That's nearly a point and a half up from the month before. Creighton economics professor Ernie Goss says the number points to solid growth in manufacturing and non-manufacturing sectors. Results are compiled to find an index between 0 and 100. Any score above 50 suggests growth in a particular factor. The survey covers both Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and 4 other states. A group of foreign investors suing over a failed beef plant in northeast South Dakota want the state of South Dakota reinstated as a defendant. In July, the state was dismissed from the lawsuit that involves the EB-5 Investment for Visa program. Several Chinese investors want the state to remain a party in the suit. They want the state Supreme Court to consider an appeal of that decision before the suit is resolved. Justices plan to consider the appeal request next week. One of the elements is whether state government can be held liable for the investors' losses. 35 investors put in a total of $18.5 million. Former EB-5 program administrator Yop Bolin and 2 of his business ventures are remaining defendants. The 2015 lawsuit asks for recovery of the investments into the plant. Plaintiffs contend Northern Beef Packers didn't have financing required to generate revenue. You're with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.